The 2017 date is not the first deadline DOD's been given to get to financial auditability, but leaders insist this time things are different. Robert Hale, DOD's CFO and comptroller, says there's a focus and commitment to the Pentagon's leadership that hasn't been there before, and to get to clean books by 2017, that momentum has to be maintained.
Perhaps the biggest concern of mine is sustained commitment to this over time. That really depends. I mean, we've got it right now. I care about this. But frankly, the people that sit in my chair have generally been, I like to use the phrase, budget junkies. So it's important that we have somebody that's my successor or somebody at senior levels who know something and care about the audits. I won't be able to do anything about that. I'd urge you to do what you can to ensure that. And it will obviously be very important that the deputy secretary and the secretary care about it as well. Sustained leadership over a couple of administrations will be required to make this happen.
Hale testifying before a special House Armed Services Committee panel assembled to work on the audit issue. DOD is working toward 2017 with its Financial Improvement Audit Readiness Plan, which it first published in 2006 and updated this May. It lays out specific areas of DOD that financial managers want to get clean audit opinions over the coming years. Hale says there are some parts of the department, like the Army Corps of Engineers, the Defense Finance Accounting Service, and the Defense Contract Audit Agency that are already auditable. Getting any of the military services to that point, though, is still quite a ways away.
To pass an audit, an organization has got to have systems and processes that record financial results of business events in a consistent and reliable manner. Our processes and systems don't always meet that standard. Many of the systems are old. They don't record information in the level of detail that's required for an audit. Our processes are sometimes variable across commands, even across bases. These issues are especially challenging in the Department of Defense because DOD's enormous size and geographical dispersion mean we just can't rely on manual solutions or workarounds as many other agencies have been able to do.
Officials say there are plenty of problems with DOD as an enterprise that are keeping the Pentagon from getting clean audits. They're trying to address those issues with stronger governance. But as far as the individual military services go, they're starting with the Marine Corps. Hale says the Navy and Marines are ahead of the other services in terms of dedicating money and resources to improving their financial information. He says they're hoping to use the Marines as a beachhead and export some of the lessons they learned to the other services. And he says they need to learn lessons.
We don't really fully understand in the Department of Defense what you have to do to pass an audit for a military service because we've never done it. You can't learn to swim on the beach. It's hard to talk to other agencies that tend to be different from us. So as the Marine Corps jumped in to try to swim, they found out they had a number of problems. Some of them were system-related, although they've got a pretty decent and fairly integrated system. The real problems were business processes. We were just doing some things which are effective in terms of meeting warfighter needs, but aren't auditable. For example, we do bulk obligations of military pay. The auditors want it done in a much more detailed fashion. Sometimes we weren't doing basic and blocking and tackling appropriately. For example, we weren't taking people off access lists to financial systems when they left the base. If they were busy, they just didn't get to it. The auditors looked and said, hey, there are people here that shouldn't have access.
In addition to a focus on auditability from the top, Hale says the department's trying to make sure it's on the minds of people who work outside of DOD's accounting organizations. Elizabeth McGrath, DOD's Deputy Chief Management Officer, says the department's progress toward auditability now plays a role in the take-home pay of many of DOD's senior executives, even the ones who don't work in the comptroller's office.
We are ensuring that the financial auditability goals are part of other than financial managers' performance appraisals. It is because of their significant contribution to our ability to achieve audit readiness. It takes everyone, every functional area must participate.
And Hale says DOD is trying to make sure it has the workforce it needs to get ready for audits. There are about 60,000 financial management employees in the Defense Department. He says the department's reassessing their knowledge and training.
I think generally they are well trained, but we haven't been as systematic about that as I would like. We are starting to do that in two respects. One, completed a competency review, figuring out what they ought to know. I mean, I think we generally knew that, but we've been more specific. And second, we've asked for legislative authority to impose a course-based certification program on defense financial managers, analogous to the Defense Acquisition Workforce Improvement Act, the DOEA legislation for acquisition, which would allow a framework, and we would require certain courses for certain jobs, and auditability and accounting would be one of them. So I believe that it's generally a well-trained workforce based on my experience with it, especially at the senior levels, but I think a more systematic approach would be appropriate.
As it moves toward 2017, Hale says the department needs to do its own audits and validations as it goes so it knows which systems are working. In May, DOD hired an outside accounting firm to validate whether the funds it received from Congress are going precisely where they're intended. And in June, another firm started work to validate the Army's General Fund Enterprise Business System to make sure it's auditable before that ERP system starts being used by the entire Army. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.